Tuesday's Shir Klali, Chazon for some, we began discussing the Shitas regarding Sfiras of Mendaraisa, Rabbanon, three different Shitas. The Shita of Rov Rishon, the Sfiras of Bizmanazah is only a Dinda Rabbanon, as the Tosus of Menalpas and Avsanapav, the Rosh, the Ramban, the Balamor. All of those Rishon are found in the very end of Meseches Psachim, where they discuss at length the mitzvah of Sfiras Om. And the Shita of the Rambam, Perek Zayin Tumin Musafin, and Sfiras Om is a Din Daraisa, Bizmanazah, and the Chiddush of Rebbein Rukhan that distinguishes between counting days and counting weeks. After all, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, counting days, that's a mitzvah Daraisa, Bizmanazah, and counting weeks is only considered to be that which is a Zeche LeMikdash. Rov Rishonim assumed that without a Minchas HaOmer and Yom HaBiyachem, how can one envision a mitzvah daraisa of Sfira? And how do you understand that according to the Rambam? Maybe one could argue that Yom HaBiyachem is just telling you when to begin counting, but it's not really so directly dependent on Avodas HaMikdash. But if you take a look in the stencils, the Briskarav, and that Sugya, Menachos Daf Samachov, the Briskarav calls for Shem Reb Chaim another possibility in understanding the Rambam. It's true, Miyom HaVi'achim, but what exactly does that mean? Maybe one would have thought that even Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Chayim, offer the Minchas HaOmer, and then begin counting. That certainly is not true. No, Tmimos demands that the Sfira has to be Balayla, because how can you say the day is counted in its entirety if you're only going to begin counting at the time of the Minchas HaOmer is brought? So, therefore, necessarily, you have to begin earlier, you begin at night, which is fascinating. That means even though the Torah says in some shape or form there's a dependence, a relationship between the Sfira and the Minchas HaOmer, you're counting the Omer before the Minchas HaOmer is brought. That's just a fact. So to say it's absolutely dependent on the Minchas HaOmer, and the Minchas HaOmer is what triggers the Chiyuv, but you always begin counting before the Minchas HaOmer is brought. So even if you say that there is that overlap, there is that connection, there is a convergence, but it doesn't mean that do this in the Mikdash and then begin counting. So if it's not dependent on the actual Minchas HaOmer, it hasn't yet been brought, what exactly is it? Is it dependent on? So maybe it's dependent on simply anticipating the Omer is going to be brought. Or maybe one could argue as follows. It's dependent on the ability to bring the Minchas HaOmer. We who are able to go ahead and to offer the Minchas HaOmer, therefore this is considered for us to be Miyom HaVi'achem. Not that the Rambam completely divorces one from the other. Of course the Sfira is dependent on Minchas HaOmer. But not Bepoel, the actual offering that was never done. What is it dependent on? So Reb Chaim linked this to the Rambam we discussed in the past, where the Rambam writes, you have to realize that even Bizman Hazeh, there is a Kedusha Samikdash. Because after all, the Kedusha Samikdash is Machmas HaShchina, VaHashchina Einu B'Teila, and therefore the Kedusha Samikdash is Kishla Shatav and Kishla Sedava. The Rambam writes, Bizman Hazeh, we have a full Kedusha Samikdash and we have a Kedusha Saaretz. We have both Kedushas. And the Rambam writes, Halacha Tezvav and Halacha Tezayin. You know what that means? Makrivim Karbanos Kulam. You can offer the karbanos even bizman hazeh, even though we don't have the base of English. You're going to have to, no doubt, navigate certain challenges of how it is that karbanos are offered. But in principle, the Rambam writes that you can have the minchas HaOmer even bizman hazeh. So Reb Chaim suggested again that following chiddush that even bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, you don't need the actual hakrava in order to label it as Miyom HaVi'achem. Maybe you don't have to go so extreme to say it's just a date. It's another way of saying the second day of Pesach. It has to be the Yom HaVi'achem. But the Rambam writes, Bizman HaZeh, that's because there indeed is the Kedusha Sabayis. And if one were to argue that you don't have a Kedusha Sabayis Bizman HaZeh, even the Rambam would agree that then the Sfiras HaOmer is only considered to be a Zeche, the Zeche LeMikdash. And Enochinami, that possibility of a Meimar Zeche LeMikdash is assuming Kitchel Shata, not Kitchel Sedava. But we would assume Kitchel Sedava, you know what that means, that we have a mitzvah daraisa of Sfiras HaOmer even Bizman HaZeh. So therefore you have these three shitas. And therefore perhaps the Rambam shita indeed is that there is that linkage we've often mentioned. Now the Chutam Meshulah, Simen Yud, the placement of the Rambam is something which is so critical. The placement of the Rambam. Not only what the Rambam says, but where the Rambam says it. That's always an important indicator. You know, when the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, the Rambam does not do this in Hilchos Pesach. The Rambam does not do this when he discusses Dinei Brachos. The Rambam discusses this in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tumim Musafim. When the Rambam is discussing the details of the Minchas HaOmer, that is where the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. I would tell you that placement is considered to be something which is critical. Not really so divorced, but rather that of course indeed there is a link. And therefore maybe that's true even according to the Rambam Shita. So now you have studying the three different Shitas in Rishonim. What exactly is Daraisa and what is Rabbanim Bizman Hazeh? The view of the Rambam that this is a mitzvah daraisa, which is comprised of counting days and counting weeks. And the view of Rov Rishonim, a mitzvah drabanan, zeich lamikdash, counting days and counting weeks. And that magnificent split of Rabbi Yerucham, we described on Tuesday, why one would indeed that's true. Sfiras HaShavuos is only relevant when it comes to the Korbanos HaRegel, mikdash. Mashein King Sfiras HaYom is essential to be koveya, the yantif of Shuas, and therefore days. Well, that's considered to be a dindaraisa, and counting weeks is only a zeicha, the zeicha lamikdash. What exactly are the nafgaminas? So that, Rabbi Yerucham stated a stunning kiddush, that Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kaim, they used to recite two brachos on Sfiras Omer, that itself is a very great kiddush, because mitzvah mim yome, mitzvah mim shavuoy, wow, that's something which is a stunning kiddush. We pointed out that, again, not muchach, the Rambam Shita is an example. Tefillin are two separate mitzvahs. Mitzvah Beis, Mitzvah Gimel, and Sefer Mitzvahs. And yet the Rambam writes, but there's one bracha. The bracha is Lahaniach. Lahaniach only applies to a Shoyad and not to a Shorosh. The bracha of Lahaniach is applicable according to both. And you can have a single Birchas HaMitzvah on multiple mitzvahs. Wow, that's an important chiddush. The Gemara even has a day in Sukkah Daf Mimvav that when you do Hosa Mitzvah Saraday, maybe one Birchas HaMitzvah is enough. Rashi writes on that daf, for example, Sukkah, Tefillin, that's the one line Rashi. Oh, apparently Rashi Shita is you put Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. No? Because when the Gemara says if you're doing a lot of mitzvahs, you know, you can recite one bracha. Rashi writes, oh, for example, Sukkah, Lulav, Tefillin, oh wow, that's, Ad kedei kach, unrelated mitzvos. No, we don't assume that's true. Unrelated mitzvos require its own bracha. But the Gon writes in Simen Chapei, when a person is mafresh meiser and shumas meiser, meiserani, you know, one bracha. Because after all, these are just examples of meiseros. So therefore, one bracha doesn't mean that the mitzvah of meiser and the mitzvah of meiserani is one mitzvah. That's what the Gon writes, that one bracha is sufficient when it comes to several mitzvahs, as long as the bracha can relate to each and every one. So no doubt, the great chiddush Rabbi Yerucham, the Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, they used to recite two different brachos on Sfiras Omer. We don't do that because that's the Rabbi Yerucham, because counting weeks is only a Zeich HaMikdash, and there is no bracha on Zeich HaMikdash. As we mentioned, that's the chiddush of the Beis HaLevi, Chilukalos Simen Lamites, that conceptually, according to Rov Rishonim Daraisa Drabanan, the bracha is chal on both days, weeks, but according to Menuchah, the bracha is only chal on Sfiras HaYom. And therefore, a possible nafkamina, that's that great chiddush of Beis HaLevi. You miss a day where chayish ralachas gedolos, you no longer continue to count with the bracha, but you know what? You miss day 35, you count down 36, 37, okay. But what happens now? Let's say you come to the end of the week, 42, so in such a case, the chiddush of the Beis HaLevi, for that you can recite a bracha. You can recite a bracha on Sfiras Shavuos. Why? Because Rabbi Yerucham would say no, but we don't pass like Rabbi Yerucham, pass like Rov Rishonim, that the bracha can be chal on counting the days, so a chiddush, a bracha can be chal on counting days or counting weeks, and therefore, even if you can't recite a bracha on the days because you missed a day, you can still recite a bracha on counting weeks. Miyusim lalacha, typically speaking, that is not true. Once you miss a day, you no longer continue to count at all. Ooh, but that was a nafkamina that already Rabbi Yerucham himself suggested about the bracha with that offshoot of the Beis HaLevi. Tosus raises the following nafkamina. What is the ideal time to count? What is the ideal way to count? That's the Tosus of Menachos stuff, Samachov and Menachos. No? After all, that the Gemara tells us that you count at night because of Tmimos Tiyan. Okay. The Gemara only uses that night as opposed to day. But Tosus writes, you know what? I'll go a step further. you should be counting as early as you can in the night. Early as you can in the night. If you wait until 10 o'clock to count, you know what that means? That means that there's a window of time that somehow the day is not being counted. So therefore, Tosus writes that ideally, that you know what, that one should count the Tchilas HaLayla. Well, and then Tosus goes a step further. So what is Tchilas HaLayla? What is Tchilas HaLayla? Ben Ashmashos is already a Sefek and a Sefek Laila. That's a Sugya in Shabbos and the Flamadavit. So if that really is true, already this is Sefek Yom Sefek Laila. And we know that Sfira Somer is only a Din Rabbanon, and Sefek is Lekula. So you know what? All things being equal, why would a person enter into a situation of Sefek? I understand. Yeah, but here, every Chumr is a Kula. The longer you're going to wait, that means that the clock is ticking, and part of the night is not being suffered. So therefore, Tosus writes, you should count the Tchilas HaLayla, and Tosus assumes that, you know what? Tchilas HaLayla would mean even during Ben HaShmashos. If I can count Ben HaShmashos, because push comes to shove, you're going to tell me, Sefek Ron the Kula, so you should count during that time of Ben HaShmashos. Wow, that's an important Kiddush. The Mechaber writes in Tafkei Tes, you should wait until Seis. That's a Tshuva Sarashba, in Chelak Aleph, in Kuf Nun Dalet, that wait until Seis in order to count. Wait until Seis in order to count. To some extent, maybe not fully, to some extent that could depend on this issue. As to what extent do we assume Sfiras Daraisa or Sfiras Rabbanan? Meaning, if Sfiras Somer is a Din Daraisa, you are not going to be counting during Ben HaShmashos. Then wait until Vaday Laila, that's clear. The question is, yeah, but if Rov HaShanah assume it's only a Din Darabanan, and therefore push comes to shove, Safek would be Lekula. So therefore, is there any reason to argue that, you know what, maybe Lechatchila? So Sfiras during Ben HaShmashos, we have nafkamina as to whether Sfiras from Bizman is as Daraisa, whether indeed it's Darabanan, or maybe one could argue even it's a Din Darabanan, but wait until the Safek resolves itself. Right, wait until Tzeisek HaChavim in order to go ahead and to count. So again, that's an important issue. Right, the Sfira during Ben HaShmashos, that's already Tosus. Tosus, Menachos Daf, Samachot. Throughout different sugyas and shas, the Gemara discusses the machlokas of mitzvos srichos or mitzvos ein srichos kavanah. That's machlokas Tanaim, that's machlokas Amoraim, that's machlokas Roshonim, that's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach. It started out as a machlokas, it ends up being a machlokas. It's like a huge issue. Now, how do we hold in terms of mitzvos, trichos, kavana? Ideally, is kavana necessary? Absolutely, yes. And poshim shat, mitzvos, trichos, kavana is a din daraisa. Poshim, prima gadim, right, raises this as a suffix. Is mitzvos, trichos, kavana din daraisa, or is only a din darabana? I would say poshim shat. Mitzvos, trichos, kavana means midaraisa, indeed, that is true. And ideally, of course, it's necessary. The question is, minimally, b'di'evin, you perform a mitzvah without kavana, are you yotzei? Are you yotzei or are you not? So that's the machlokes in Rosh Hashanah Dav Chav Ches. Rosh Hashanah Ches is talking about matzah, shofar, and that's machlokes in Sakhin Kuf Yudalit, where the Gemara is talking about marar bizman hazeh and karpas. You know, a person doesn't have another min for karpas. And all he has is maror. So what exactly would be happening if he's using the maror for karpas? Are you yotzei the mitzvah of maror? What bracha would you make? Can you really argue, I'm only eating it for karpas now, and therefore I'll make the bracha later? Or should I assume, like, la'achar shemilei kreso? You're going to eat maror now and make a bracha on maror later? How is that possibly done? That's the fascinating sugyam, Sav Kuf Yud Aleph. Oh, that's where the Tosus writes the following. Like Mashalim, no? Maybe the Ikar Mitzvah of Matzah is Afikomen. But how can you, you're going to wait till the end of the Seder to make a bracha v'achilas matzah? You're eating matzah now, you have to make a bracha earlier. Or Tosus says the following. Maybe the Ikar Mitzvah of Tchiyah Shofar is Tchiyah Shofar of Seder HaBrachos. But you're not going to make a bracha after leaning when you hear 30 kolos. Tosus also compares that. It's, you know. Lachei Shemile Kreso is not only about eating. Lachei Shemile Kreso is about the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. You're going to have a main keem of Tkiyah Shofar, Malchus going to shofar us, but you're going to wait until then to make a bracha. And how would you even make the bracha in the miskeres of tefillah? So therefore, you're going to make a bracha earlier. So that's a part of what Tosus discusses as well when it comes to one who uses marar for karpas. But the Gemara says, clearly, that if you hold mitzvos trichos kavan, that's his mindset right now. Mara, oh, so the Gemara says, you know what? That will be a heavy machlokas. Machlokas tanaim, machlokas amaraim. Whether a person did with the yotze, not yotze. Why is that so important? Because that's an example of mitzvos trichos kavan when it comes to a din rabbanon. In other words, when you look at the sugyas, the Gemara doesn't distinguish. Okay. Oh, but the Magen Avraham in Achos Kriyash and Simin Samach quotes the Radvaz. This is not a distinction which is Medina de Gemara. That's true. But, this is a real machlokes. Trichos ain't trichos. And it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. So you know what? So how are we going to fast? So interesting, in Simin Samach, in Achos Kriyashma, the Mechaber writes Kriyashma records Kavana. And the Hilchos Sfiras Omer and Tufte Tes, that's the Mechaber that you know, where the Mechaber says, if somebody asks you what night of Sfira it is, so don't say tonight is, but say yesterday was. Because if you say tonight is, you're going to be outside. So that's like stunning. Because the Mechaber writes Nechos Kriyashma and Sin and Samach, it's Ostrichos Kavana. And in Tufte Tes, the Shulchan Aruch writes that you're not going to be able to count now with a bracha because you just said this is tonight's day of the Omer where you counted without a bracha. Wow, that's an important distinction. How do you resolve that difficulty? So that's what the Magen Avraham suggests. Maybe the resolution is Daraisa versus Rabbana. Not that this is true me'ikar hadin. If I hold Kavana is necessary throughout, and if not, even when it comes to mitzvah daraisa, but alibad ilchasa, how indeed are we going to bask? So when it comes to a mitzvah daraisa, let's say we treat it like a safek. So a din daraisa is going to be sveka daraisa l'chumra. Do the mitzvah again. But if you performed a mitzvah drabana, b'li kavana, b'di evid indeed, you'll be yotzei. So that's like a fascinating split, and maybe that accounts for a difference in Shulchan Aruch between Sfiras Omer as opposed to the cases of Kriyashma. And therefore, since Rav Rishonim assume Sfiras Omer is indeed a din derabanan, so b'di'evid, one of the Yod say, Sfiras Omer without Kavana, and that would lead to this following Chiddush then. If inadvertently you told someone, this is tonight's in such a case, now, okay, repeat, cover yourself, but don't recite a bracha. Don't recite a bracha, because after all, that in such an instance that maybe you already yotzei at that particular time. That's something which is an important distinction in general regarding mitzvah strichos kavana, daraisa, drabana, and that notion. One of the other nafkaminas between a din daraisa and din rabana is a sugyan suk adav lamaches. This is very, very nogea. Very nogea. You know, a person has to do a mitzvah. What am I allowed to do before the performance of a mitzvah? Am I allowed to eat before I do a mitzvah? Am I allowed to do malacha before I do a mitzvah? What do you mean? That, you know what, if the time for a mitzvah comes, you should be dropping everything and do the mitzvah. So you know what? Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. You know what? It's time to do a mitzvah. Do a mitzvah. Don't start eating. Don't go ahead and do malacha. The Briskarav has a Chakira Poshub Shara, fancy machlokas Rishonim. You know, a person is not supposed to do malacha before Havdalah. Why exactly is that true? Maybe with two very different possibilities. One is because Havdalah is a mitzvah. It's like the Rambam, it's a mitzvah daraisa. Why are you doing malacha before you're performing a mitzvah? Or maybe one could argue there's something unique to Havdalah. No, that before you make Havdalah in some shape or form, Shabbos has not come to an end. And before your Mavdom and Kodesh L'chol, there is an Isser Malacha that's Noveah from Dinei Shabbos. Wow. Or maybe there are two Malachos. Wow. What is driving the Isser Malacha before Havdalah? Is it Machmas HaShabbos or is it Machmas Havdalah? No, that's a pretty heavy issue. Piskarav thinks that's a very fundamental Machlokas Rishon. Wow. A person, for example, says Baruch HaMavdil. He was not Yotzei the Mitzvah of Havdalah, but he ended Shabbos. Is that helpful? Can I do Malacha once I say Baruch HaMavdil? Is that so obvious that would be true? You know, if I have to end Shabbos, he ended Shabbos. A person, I see a person, eating before Havdalah. I say, what are you doing? He says, I said Baruch Hamavdil. I said Baruch Hamavdil. What are you going to tell that person? Now, Baruch Hamavdil is not going to allow you to eat before Havdalah, because even though you said Baruch Hamavdil, but as of yet, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Havdalah. And why is it that you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah? You can't eat before Havdalah because you're not supposed to be eating before you do a mitzvah. Not because it's still Shabbos. Not because, oh, so the Brisker writes a fascinating diuk. The Rambam time and time compares the Isser of doing Malach and Isser Achila before Havdalah. If you're comparing them, you know what that means? That they're both a function of the mitzvah of Havdalah. Because if I'm going to argue, you can't do Malacha because of Shabbos. And you can't eat because you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah. Why would you be comparing the Isser Achila and the Isser Malacha? They're driven by two very, very different factors. That's like a fascinating issue. Or, for example, what the Shulchan Aruch writes, if a person says Baruch HaMavdil, certain malachos you can do, but certain malachos you shouldn't do. That sounds like an unusual split, no? You said, you daven Marad, are you allowed to drive home? Yeah, you can drive home. Are you allowed to go ahead and start doing business? No, downstairs. Why not? What, there's a difference between, you know? Yeah, there's a difference, no? You said Baruch HaMavdil, so the Shabbos element is off. So no lamites malachos. But what you still have that remains is that you're not supposed to do something that's a diversion before you fulfill the mitzvah. That's true when it comes to mitzvahs in general. Mitzvahs in general. So that's the sugi and sukkah and the lamaches. When are you allowed to do malach or to eat before you perform a mitzvah? Before mitzvah. Oh, so take a look at that Gemara. That's really critical. The Ran, Tosos, there are three different dinim. There are three different dinim. Number one is as follows. A person can be maschal beheta. A person can be maschal beheta. The time of the mitzvah has not yet arrived. The time of the mitzvah has not yet arrived. You're allowed to eat. You're allowed to do malacha. Okay? It's not yet the zman ha-mitzvah. And higia hazman means, we assume that, you know what, the time of the mitzvah and with a half-hour window before that. A half-hour window before that. The Magen Avraham, the Gaon Mishnah Berurah writes, for example, when it comes to mitzvah of Laila, that would mean already a half hour before tzeis. A half hour before tzeis. So roughly speaking, a number of minutes after Shkia, already that would be a time that, you know what, the time of Maschal Beheter comes to an end. Comes to an end. But you know what, a person didn't yet daven Maariv, and it's daytime, he can't eat. That's called Maschal Beheter. You're allowed to eat Maschal Beheter. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, you're not allowed to eat Maschal Beheter. You're not allowed to maschal b'isa. If the time of the mitzvah has arrived, so in such a case, you know what? Everything's on hold until you perform the mitzvah. You're allowed to be maschal b'heta, and you're not allowed to maschal b'isa. That's clear. Now, what happens if a person was maschal b'isa? Was maschal b'isa? Do I have to stop? Do I have to stop? I shouldn't have started my meal. I shouldn't have started my meal. But I did. And all of a sudden, the Zman HaMitzvah arrives, and obviously there's time to do the mitzvah afterwards. So that's where the Gemara suggests there's a difference between a mitzvah d'araisa and a mitzvah d'rabbanan. That's the Purushim. If you're talking about a mitzvah d'araisa, you know what that means? Posek, you have to stop. Don't tell me you have time afterwards. You weren't allowed to be maschal b'isser, and if you are maschal b'isser, stop. Oh, and that's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah. Misha Baba Derech, a person showed up, and he didn't have a lulav, so he started eating. Even though the mitzvah lulav, the zman, has begun, he didn't have dalet minin. And all of a sudden, guess what, you know, now he has dalet minin. He has dalet minin. You know what the Lashon HaMishnah is? Yital al shulchano. You know what? Be notal right here and now. Be notal right here and now. That you have to do. Well, so that, the Gemara says, is true because lulav is a din d'araisa. If this will be a din d'rabbanan, you shouldn't start, but you know what? You have an allowance to continue. You have an allowance to continue. That's enough gemini that you have in the Gemara between d'araisa versus d'rabbanan. So the halachas that are universal is, you're allowed to start b'heter, you're not allowed to start b'isser. Okay? If you started b'isser, you have to be posek. That's that again. Ooh, so that's the chumra of the Ramah here, in Hilchos Sefiras Omer, Tafei Tetz. If a person was maschal be'isser, he has to count sphere in the middle of the siddur. You have to count sphere in the middle of the siddur. because there were shown that maintain the sphere of Soma as a din daraisa, the Rambam Shita, and don't just simply say, I already began, and I'll count later. But that's where the Rama writes a chiddush, tapeitas dalit, that's a chumra of sphere of Soma being a din daraisa. You have to stop right now. That's a fascinating deal. One always should be careful. Let's say this time of the year, it's common in some shuls, whatever, not the best thing, no? To daven what we call a tarta disaster. No, daven early minion this time of year. You know, how early is the early minion? The early minion should be before plag, no? Minchas is before plag, and maariv will be after plag, so you're splitting plag. Let's assume, for example, you're not splitting. So that is problematic, no? In other words, even though it's machlokas, Rabbi Nachman, what is the cutoff in mincha maariv? You know what I'm saying? Oh, when I daven mincha, I'm assuming like the chachamim are allowed to daven mincha. And the moment mincha is over, now I'm assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, it's ready after plag, and now I can daven maariv. Wow. So sometimes, unfortunately, you have minyanim that, you know, what's the common time to daven? 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. You know what? So 7 o'clock is going to mean that mincha is after plag and maariv is before shkia. So one should try to avoid that, what we call the tarta disaster. Wow, okay, that's an important. One of the downsides of the tarta disaster is not just simply that issue, but it's like another problem. If you're davening at 7 o'clock, now, so what time are you getting home? What time are you getting? Davening is over, right? If you're davening at 7 o'clock, you're probably a big schmoozer, no? So davening is over, you're schmoozing with everybody, no? Because you have to be very machmer and mishnah and Shabbos, and that, okay. And by the time you come home, you know what I'm going to tell you? You're already within a half hour before it says. And therefore, starting your suit is maschavisa. Starting your suit is maschavisa. So you have to be careful of both of those factors. Number one is the question about the chovas hatfila. The other is, okay, by the time you're getting home right now, so you know what? Well, so you're going to be butting up against. If your early minyan is going to be like early, you know what that means? You're diving it out like at 6 o'clock, you know, 6:15. And shki is 8, you're going to be coming home maschavahetar. Now you can start your Shabbos Suda. If everything is shifted, you know what? You're going to be coming home. So what time is Shkia then? Shkia is 5 after 8. And you're starting to daven at 7 o'clock. You're probably going to be coming home right during that window. In which case, I would tell you, you know what? At this point in time, now you have to wait. Because again, you should not be maschil at that particular time. So if you're davening early, if you're maschil, you can continue. You know what dilemma you have? Okay, I continue. I finish my Suda Shabbos. So now what do I have? Ooh, Kriya Shema, Birchas HaMazon, and Sfira. No? I was Maschal Beheter, like last Shabbos, Maschal Beheter. And now you have your Suda. Oh, you're going to be Machar for the Marshal, that even if you begin Suda Shabbos early, you know what? You're going to see to it, Reish Tari Aleph, that you have a Kazayah Sepas after it says. Gavaldik, no, because the Chulam Hayom. So now, great, now it's after Tzeis. Now what do I do? No, those are two tshuvas in Shagas Aryeh, Simen Beis and Simen Chaf Beis. Take a look. Fascinating tshuvas. What is the proper Seder? I have three mitzvahs to do. Was I allowed to do it? Yes, you're a Maschal Beheter. But now what? Now what do I do? So Shagas Aryeh writes a bombshell, that in determining a kedima in mitzvahs, there's no halacha that a mitzvah daraisa takes preference over a mitzvah d'rabbanan. That's the Shagas Aryeh start. And that's against the Prichadash. Where the Prichadash writes, if you have to decide, what is first and what is second and what is third, the first consideration is what is daraisa and what's d'rabbanan. Because if this is daraisa and this is d'rabbanan, you know what? Then it's a no-brainer. Do the distant and daraisa first. And that will be a significant afkamina. What is sphere of Isman is that? Daraisa d'rabbanan. Shagas Aryeh writes, that's irrelevant. Wow, that's something which is stunning. Wow, you know how the Prichadash comes to this Kiddush? Because the Sugyan Brachos stuff, Yud Gimel, raises the following issue, a Mishnah, Raisa, Gemara. Why is the first partial Kriya Shema first, and why is the second partial Kriya Shema second? Why do you begin with Shema, and why do you continue with Vayim Shema? Rabbi Shuban Karcha. Oh, so you know what? Because that makes a lot of sense. Because Shema is Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. In Vayim Shema is Kabbalah Samitzvos. Doesn't it make sense thematically? First we make Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, And then Mekabel HaMitzvos. Your first Mekabel HaMitzvos, then your Mekabel Malchus Shemaim. Let's start with the most basic. Kabbalos HaMalchus Shemaim, then progress. Oh, Pre-Chadosh. Pretty incredible, no? Why not just simply say, because Shema is Daraisa, and Vahaya Im Shamoa, maybe it's only Din Rabbanan. Maybe Kriya Shema Daraisa is only the first Pasuk and the first Parsha. Why don't you say that? So you know what Pre-Chadosh writes? He says, that's a Rai Muchachas, that the second parsha of Kriya Shema is Daraisa. That's what he writes. That's a Rai Muchachas, that Vahayim Shmo is a Din Daraisa. Because if Vahayim Shmo is only a Din Darabanan, no one would ask, Lama Kadma. First do the Din Daraisa, and then do the Din Darabanan. So the fact that the Gemara is bothered, and the answer is not the Raisa of the Rabbanan. You know what that means? That's not true. And therefore he writes, he thinks, but that's a Chiddush, he thinks, but Tosus assumes, and Brachos Dav Beis, that both Parshas of Kriyash Daraisa must be. But there are Rishonim that maintain that's not true. Rashi Shita, Rashba Shita, the Ramban. Second Parsha is only a Din de Rabbanan. So that's a fact. So Rosh Shagazariya writes, the assumption is wrong. Even if one's Daraisa, one's Rabbanan, I'm still going to ask Lama Kadma. Because there's no cloud that Daraisa before Rabbanan. There's no such cloud. Wow. And therefore, even if the first parsha is Daraisa, the second parsha is Rabbanan, still the Mishnah doesn't say Lama Kadma. And the answer has to be because of the theme, not because one is Daraisa, one's Rabbanan. And Shagasari bring the Tekel of Beis and Chabeis, a Raya from the Gemara Brachos Daf Nun Gimel, regarding Kiddush. Is Kiddush Daraisa? Kiddush is Daraisa. Brachos Daf Chav Shavuos Daf Chav. What's the mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa? Tinei Mekadesh Liyom. What would you say about Borei Peregafin? Borei Peregafin is a Din Daraisa? Borei Peregafin is a Din Daraisa? Certainly not. Tinei Mekadesh Liyom is a Din Daraisa. Borei Peregafin is only a Din Darabanan. And then you get the Gemara and Brachos Daf Nun Gimel. What's the right order? Do you start with Borei Peregafin? Do you start with Kedushas Hayom? That's the Machlokas Beisilo Beishamai. And it gets pretty heavy, the Machlokas, back and forth. At no shape in time does anybody stop and say that Borei Peregafin is only Din Darabanan and Kedushas Hayom is a Din Daraisa. So obviously start with the second bracha. That's not part of the discussion at all. Shagazai writes, you know why? Because that's irrelevant. That's a pretty big Kiddush. And if you take a look at Pnei Yeshua, the Nodi Bira and Adaf and Brachos, you know what they say? Because Daraisa. Didn't you daven Marev? And when you daven Marev, weren't you Makani Shabbos? Didn't you say Ataki Dashta? Which means when you come home, everything's Drabanan. The first bracha and the second bracha. And that's why the Gemara never mentions anything different. And the bombshell, the Nod B'Yuda, if a person wouldn't daven Marev, it's a no-brainer that when he makes Kiddush, second bracha first. And he even writes, whoa, women are chayiv in Kiddush. That's bracha stavchav, shuva stavchav. And most women don't daven Marev. And if that really is true, when a woman is making Kiddush, he writes, it's obvious. Yeah, it's obvious they start with the second bracha, and then they say Borei Peregafin afterwards. No, because a din daraisa has to come first. For us, that we're already yotzi the mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush b'tfila. Wow, I didn't realize these are like chedushim. These are chedushim, and that's a heavy machlokes. So Shagasari writes just simply halacha lemaisa. He writes the following: you're a maska beheter. Great, you did a good thing. You're a maska beheter. Got that? Good. Okay, now you're finishing your suda. So I have three mitzvos: benching, kriyash, masriyas, omer. What exactly is order? Let's forget about the Raisa versus the Drama Shagasari. I don't think that's a koveya. You know what the koveya is? Tadir. So Shagasari is, what's Tadir? Kriyashma. First Kriyashma. That's the Shagasari, Beis and Chapeis. First Kriyashma. After Kriyashma, Tadir, benching. Benching is Tadir. Even if you'll tell me, benching, you know, who said you had to eat? Yeah, that's true, B'chol. But on Shabbos, there's a Chiyuv Suda. So Birchas HaMazon B'Shabbos is Tadir, compared to Sfiras HaOmer. Kriyashma is every day, Daraisa. Right? And even if not daraisa, every day achil. So tadir dictates kriyashma, birkas hamazon, and then svirasam. Well, that's the psak of the shagasai. It's important kiddush. And the shagasai writes, and what if this would be b'chol, where it's birkas hamazon and svirasam? So he writes, you really can't call birkas hamazon tadir, because there was no chiyuv during the week to have a suda. Maybe it's matzu. It's more common. Maybe you bench every day. And sphere some or not. So you have the Shagasai writes, Yachdim eiz mehem shiritza. If you really are in such a situation where you're maska beheter, and now a suda is over, and you have to decide benching and sphere, so it's really up to you. The fact that benching is daraisa, yekidei sphere, and Sphere Summer's Land in the Rabbanan, Shagasari, that's irrelevant. Yeah, the Meshi Yitzhak. I remember discussing with someone, you know, religion is so, you know, there's no personal autonomy. It covers every aspect of life. No personal autonomy. Shagasari writes in 7 days. Yeah, the Meshi Yitzhak. You have autonomy to do whatever you want. You want a bench, a bench. Katsvira. Much autonomy. Much autonomy. Well, yeah. Okay. So. And that's a Kiddush. So that many disagree with the Shagasari and assume there is a Kadima. There is a Kadima. The Daraisa versus the Rabbana. And that would be part of Rabban Cheshvin as well. According to the Rabban, Sphere Somer is a Din Daraisa, Pri Chadash. And therefore, that would take Kadima over any Din Rabbana. And if El Sphere Somer is a Din Rabbana, that would be another reason to assume that on Mal Shabbos, now the proper sequence should be Kriyashma, Birchas Hamazon, and Sphere. Kriyashma because it's Daraisa, which is Tadir. And Birchas HaMazon, which is Daraisa and not Tadir Klapi Kriyashma, but Sphira, Rover Shonam Asum, is only a Din Rabbanan. That is going to be the last step. That's going to be the last step. That's a pretty fascinating nafgamina in terms of that possibility. That again is Mufurash. A nafgamina you can find in the Rishonim as well is when it comes to the Brach of Shechiyana, that why is it that we don't recite the Brach of Shechiyana on Sfiras Omer? Why don't we? So the Baal Hamor, in the very end of Pesachim, writes that Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, they recited Shechiyana. But you know what? The Baal Hamor writes, Shechiyana is only on a Davar Sheish Bo Hana, a Davar Sheish Bo Simcha. That means, you know, a simcha. There could be a simcha in terms of a kedusha sayom. That's the grand erev and daf man. Yantif demands a shechiyon. There could be such a simcha when it comes to mitzvos. That's sukkah daf nimbah. And that can be a mitzvah derabanan, kriya samagila ner chanukah. But the Baal Hamor, a mitzvah that should be daraisa, which is only a zeichel lemikdash. There you cannot recite a brach of shechiyon. That is incredible, that the Baal Hamor describes. It's not the Shum Hana, but Ela La Agmas Nefesh. Wow. Agmas Nefesh. No. Counting Sfirah Bizman Hazeh is a tearful experience. This should be a mitzvah daraisa. And it's only a Zerich L'Mikdash. Oh, in the Tosus, right? The Tosus in the Megillah D'Alchav. After you count Sfirah, you know, Harachim and Uyachsir. No, you need a Bakasha, Tefillah. You have to say the Yiratzah. It's always surprising. Sometimes in the Siddur, they can have a couple pages of what to say after Sfira, but they don't have what Tosus says. No? Rachmuni Yachzir? No, and Yiratzon. Shibana Beisam Mikdash. You have to say that after Sfira Somer. It's a Zeicha LaMikdash. It's a Zeicha. So the Baal Hamor, how can you recite a Shechiyanu on a Zeicha LaMikdash? And let's assume you argue that Sfira Somer is meant as a Din D'Araisa. I guess at first glance, that reason of Baal Hamor would not apply. That they never recited a Shechiyana. Let's say the Rambam Sheet. Sfira Somer is a Din D'Araisa. Maybe one could argue based on Chiddush Rav Chaim. Maybe one could agree with the Baal Hamor. It's not that Sfira Somer is divorced from Mikdash. But you know what? It's enough to have the Kedushas of Mikdash in order to allow for Sfira. You know, but I would say maybe you can straddle the fence. You know, it's enough to have Kedushas HaMikdash, Yom HaBiyachem. But it doesn't make it a mitzvah sheish bo simcha when you don't have the Minchas HaOmer. Is it a stira to assume that it's daraisa But there's an element of Agmas Nefesh. I would say it's not necessarily a steer at all, no? Even the Rambam would agree the mitzvah b'shlemusa is minchas omer. The Rambam argues, you know, b'dieved, b'dieved, b'dieved. You know, if you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but makriv nafo pi shena bayis banoi, that's enough too. You know what? But enough doesn't mean it's a mitzvah sheish bo simcha and hana. Enough too. It's enough that we have a kedushas HaMikdash. You're a person, you're saying, you say, it's okay enough, we have a Kedusha HaMikdash. You're going to say, that's not enough. It's wonderful that we have, but we're not there yet. So I would even argue that even the Rambam is not necessarily against the Balamor. The Rambam also acknowledges that there's something which is incomplete. There's nothing incomplete about Ner Chanukah. There's nothing incomplete about Kriya HaMegillah. The Rambam would argue, even if Sefiras HaMizmanah says Daraisa, because midaraisa you have to bridge the gap with Peshach and Shavuos, but there still is something which is incomplete that indeed you have to acknowledge. Okay? And we pointed out on Tuesday, no, the Meiri writes that your Yotzi with the Bracha Shechianu with Pesach, and Rabbi Yerucham writes your Yotzi with the Shechianu of Shavuos. That was that Yerucham. Hey Dalit. The whole purpose of Sefiras HaOmer is to link, to bridge, to be koveh the anti Shavuos, and the Shechian of Sefiras HaOmer is when you make Kiddush on Shavuos. That's important to have in mind as well. We usually think that Shechian is not on any mitzvah, it's only on Kedushas Hayom, nor Ben Yeruchim, it's on the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer. Why you make it afterwards? Because the whole focus of the mitzvah is to be koveh the anti Shavuos. So we'll have a Birchas HaMitzvah from the get-go, from day one, but the bracha on the Simcha Salev will be on the Shlemus. And therefore we're set at that particular time. There is a comment that the Chayyadam has, where the Chayyadam writes that maybe the fact that Sefiras HaOmer is Daraisa, according to many Rishonim, could account for making a bracha on a Sfeik Seik. Well, that's a very heavy issue. No? We normally assume that a Sfeik bracha is Lahakim. Sfeik bracha is Lahakim. But a very heavy issue. What happens if something is a sfeik-sfeik? What happens if something is a sfeik-sfeik? You know, there are multiple grounds of sfeik. Do I argue, you know what? Once something is a sfeik-sfeik, the likelihood is this way. And once that's true, you have a right to make a brach. So that's like a very heavy issue. Right? Do I recite a bracha in a case of a sfeik-sfeik? So maybe one candidate is Sefiras HaOmer. Sefiras HaOmer. Isn't that clear? No? After all, if you look, for example, in Tav Pei Tes, the Mishabru and Sifkat Lamed Ches writes the following, that, you know what? Let's assume, for example, a person is uncertain whether he counted or whether he did not count. He's uncertain. That's a suffix. I normally would say suffix brachos. But don't forget that even if I did not count at all, Tosa says you can count with the bracha, and the Bahag says no. So Mishabu writes, that already is a sfeik seika. That's a sfeik seika. A suffix, if you miss the day entirely, well, you can count with the bracha. So if I can combine that with any other suffix, I'll make that into a sfeik seika. So say, for example, a person counted benesh moshes. Okay, and I'll say, maybe your count was a good count by yom. In any event, benesh moshes is already laila, but even miss a day. Or let's say a person is not certain as to whether he counted or not. Wow. Or the Mishnah Berurah writes, another possibility, Sifkat Meme, what happens if I didn't count at night, I counted during the day. Oh, maybe counting during the day is a good count. Halachos gadolos. Even if it's not a good count, maybe if I miss a day entirely, I'm allowed to go into count. So Mishnah Berurah writes, those two psukim of Sveik Seika, Sifkat Lamed Ches and Sifkat Meme, Lamed Ches is when a person has another suffix, he's not sure if he counted. Sifkat Mem Ches is that he definitely knows what he did, but he counted during the day and not at night. It's a suffix indeed, whether you're Yotze. Those are two places the Mishnah recognizes that, you know what, that a sfeik-sfeika, you recite a bracha. Who says that that's true? In a sfeik-sfeika, you recite a bracha. In Sefiras HaOmer, that's a chayad. That is a chayad. And the chayadam is found in Klal Hei. Well, okay, that's an important chiddush. Okay. What about the following case? Mishabur writes this. This is found in Siman Reish Tosfot. Let's say a person eats and he doesn't know whether he has to make a bracha from. Well, what exactly is the issue? What exactly is the suffix? Let's assume it's a suffix kazayis. He doesn't know whether he had a shear. He doesn't know whether he had a shear. Okay. So I would say suffix lahakel. Don't make a brana fashas. It's a suffix. What happens if it's the following? A suffix, whether it's a kazayis, but he ate the birya. He ate something that was a whole unit. A whole unit. Wow, that's also a fascinating deal. Fascinating deal. I know there's a concept of birya. You know, the Torah says you can't eat certain insects. No? Fasten our focus or shown on all the different isurim. But let me tell you the following. A lot of these insects are tiny, tiny. An amala, no? The Gemara describes how many malchus you get for eating an amala. Eating a kazayas? A kazayas? You know how many you have to eat for a kazayas? Like, huge, no? Huge. Really? You're only chayiv if you eat thousands? And if you eat one, no, you know, the Gemara says, that's an entire entity. That's a birya. That's an entire entity. And wow, when it comes to machalas asuros, it's clear. If you eat a davar shalem, even if it's less than kazayis, in such a case, you're going to be chayim. You're going to be chayim. That's clear. So the Torah says, don't eat this insect. This insect is really small, no? But you know what? Doesn't matter. That's a birya. And I would tell you very, very simply, you know, shiurim lend a certain credence, a certain chashivos. That also is true if it's a davar shalem. If it's a davar shalem. Wow. And this is a pretty fascinating machlokas. Would this apply to bracha chron? Would this apply to bench? If a person eats a birya, Let's say a person eats a single zayis. But you know, it doesn't quite reach the full shear of a kazayis. A single zayis, you know, could be small. A single zayis also has a pit, no? You're eating one zayis, you're not eating the shear of a kazayis of ochel, but you ate a birya, a person has one grape. So you know what the Shulchan Aruch writes? Don't eat one grape. Don't eat one grape. Right? You can have a half a grape or have a shear of grapes. You're having one grape, that's a birya. And it's not clear whether you're chayiv in a bracha achrona if a person eats a birya. One has to be careful. You're going to eat one raisin, you're going to eat one grape. In such a case, be careful. All or nothing. Either have a shear or don't have. One has to, halach l'maaseh, be careful. It's mefurash in Yerushalmi that birya is chayiv in bracha achrona. But Tosus is mesupik as to what the Bavli would agree. Therefore, we treat that as a suffix. We treat that as a case of a suffix. Wow. So that's like a fascinating issue. A person has to kind of be aware of that. No, don't just eat, you know. Make sure that you're a shear or not a birya. Because birya itself, maybe indeed for that, you're going to be chayim. So Mishabru writes there, in Reish Tezvav, Sivkot Nechav. What happens if a person eats a birya, which is a suffix kazayis? A suffix kazayis. This was a large grape, you know. So the reason to recite a bracha will be twofold. Number one, birya. Number two, maybe it's a kazayis. Even if there isn't a lot of them. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. Eino mevarech. Eino mevarech. Wow. Eino mevarech. Wow. You know what the source of that is? Chayadam. That chayadam, klal hay. On a suffix birya, suffix kazayis, that's a sfeik sveika, and you don't recite a bracha. You don't recite a bracha. And the chayadam himself writes, in the Nishmas Adam. What? But I said differently in Sfiras Omer. In Sfiras Omer, Sveik recites a bracha. And here not. Wow. So you know what the Chayadam writes? The Muskel Rishon, the Chayadam writes, which is a Chiddush, is you don't recite a bracha in a Sveik. You don't recite a bracha in Sveik. The exception, however, is Sfiras Omer. Because after all, the Rambam Sheet and others, it's Sfiras Omer, it's a Din Daraisa. If it's a Din Daraisa, then you recite a bracha from Sfeik Sveika. Not when it comes to the case of Ochas Bracha. So that's the Pshara of the Chayadam. It's unclear whether you make a bracha on a Sfeik Sveika. So if you're dealing with that which is holy Drabana, no. So that's a bar nefesh osan, a birya kazayis, okay? Hashem came when it comes to sphere somewhere, where all of a sudden, there are many rishonim of indeed, it's a din deraisa. The impression from the Mishnah Berurah is not like that. The impression of Mishnah Berurah is, the muskar rishon is you do make a bracha on a sfeik sfeik. Mishnah Berurah is the following chiddush of chassitzus and simen yod ches. Let's assume, for example, a person puts on a beged gadol kampos, ben hashmashes. He took his tzitzis off, and let's assume there was a hefsek, and all of a sudden, you know, he puts it on right now, but now it's ben hashmashes. Do you make a bracha? So one issue, fasting enough for now, is how long is that shir hefsek? Not so clear. Let's assume, whatever reason, or he's putting on for the first time, for whatever reason, during ben hashmashes. Getting ready to go out for his date, you know, so I'm not going to write tzitzis, it's not going to be so good, you know, so right, now he's putting on it for the first time. No? Ben HaShemashah, so what do you do in that case? No? So, the Mishnah writes the following. The sheet of the Rush is that a psus yom is chayv in tzitzis balayla, but the Rambam, no. But this is Ben HaShemashah. So number one, it may be yom. Even if it's layla, it's a psus yom balayla. Wow, it's a ksus yom balayla. So therefore, Mishnah Berurah, you make a bracha. Wow. Maybe one could argue you make a bracha for another reason. That's the Magen Avraham. The Torah doesn't really say day versus night when it comes to tzitzis. The Torah says urisa mosa zman riyah. So the Magen Avraham writes a stunning chiddush. Ben Hashmashos, maybe it's a sefek yom, but it's definitely a zman riyah. It's definitely a zman riyah. You know. You're walking on the street, you like ignored your friend. You know? He said, how come you didn't greet me? Ben Hashmashos. It's already Suffolk Lila, I didn't see you. You know, I'll probably tell you, Magen Rum Simin Yuches. Now, it's Manriya, even though it's Suffolk Lila. Now, it's Manriya. You should have seen me, you should have said hello. Not like, so that's the Chiddush the Magen Avraham, Risa Mosa. That really is true. Wow. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah is working with another difference. Is it a Suffolk mitzvah or a Suffolk bracha? A suffik mitzvah of a suffik bracha. If it's a suffik mitzvah, then you make a bracha makom sfeik sfeik. If it's a suffik bracha, like the birya case, reish tezvav, the whole suffik is a suffik bracha. Maybe that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. A suffik bracha, you do not make the sfeik sfeik. If it's a suffik mitzvah, and you do the mitzvah, then you do in fact make a bracha. So if you're doing the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, you would do that. If you're doing the mitzvah of Tzitzis, then you would do it. Mishnah Berurah also has in Tafresh Memches, Sfeik Sfeik, or whether the Eser Gavula Viskasher, Mishnah Berurah writes, be no tell and make a bracha. No to make a bracha. A Sfeik Sfeik and a Tilas Luv and Eser, you'd make a bracha. Sfiras Omer, you'd make a bracha. Tzitzis, you'd make a bracha. Right? When it comes to that Birya case, don't make a bracha. And the Chayadim writes a very different Koveya. Is this a Din D'Oraisa or is this a Din D'Rabbana? If it's a Din D'Oraisa, then you make a bracha and sfeik sfeika, and otherwise you don't. That's a fascinating, Okay, that's just about to pick up. All right, Sunday, I'd appreciate it if you can be here. Okay, Sunday. Yeah, we have a lot to do. You know, to soak, to watch the Rosh Hashanah. Okay, try your best. This one goes first. Yeah, this one goes first.